Federal investigators say a U.S. Army analyst has been arrested in Kentucky for selling military secrets to China for $42,000. U.S. Attorney Henry Leventis.
The defendant is charged with entering into a multi-year conspiracy to illegally exploit his access to national defense information for his own financial benefit. He traded our national defense information for cash.
President Biden will make the case for another 4 years in office at tonight's State of the Union. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
He is going to go hard against the Republicans on the fact that they defeated that bipartisan bill.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer. To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Stamps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points. I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
Courtside at the Kohl Center as the Wisconsin Badgers close out the home portion of their regular season schedule, senior night, as the Badgers honor Tyler Wall, playing in his 156th game here in his final Kohl Center appearance as the Badgers take on the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, a team that really controlled Wisconsin pretty much from the beginning of the game on February 10th in Piscataway, en route to a 78-56 victory. So the Badgers trying to get a split to the regular season series as we go now into the final few days of the conference's regular season. We're an hour away from the opening tip. We'll hear from head coach Greg Gard. We'll check in with Brian Butch. We'll also hear from senior Tyler Wall. But coming up next, we'll visit with Jesse Temple of The Athletic on the Badger pregame show. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its seven lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey, folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
This is the Badger pregame show. In a few minutes, we will hear from Tyler Wall on our Badgers spotlight, but we'll just talk about him right now with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Game number 156 coming up for Tyler Wall as a Badger, his final home game, of course, in a Wisconsin uniform. So when you think of Tyler Wall, his 5 years here, what comes to your mind about his career as a Badger?
Well, I think of someone who got to play an awful lot, who was incredibly difficult to guard, and who did a little bit of everything for this team, and also someone whose story is not fully written yet because Wisconsin hopes to potentially do something special in the postseason. But he's the only guy on this year's team who is in his final year of college eligibility. Obviously didn't have to come back, but chose to because he loves this place, because he wanted another opportunity, and he certainly made the most of it this season.
As we visit with Jesse Temple of The Athletic, we think of a guy like Tyler Wall. Next year, you know, guys like Stephen Crow and Carter Gilmore would be in that mix too. But you wonder whether this is a little bit of a dying breed here, players that stay at the same place for 4 or 5 years in the era of the transfer portal. I think there are those who will look at Tyler thinking, I wonder how many more years a Badger fan will be able to have a seniorized celebration for someone who has been to one and just one school in his career.
Yeah, it is becoming increasingly rare in this modern era of college athletics. I think it speaks to a few different things. Obviously, the trust that Tyler has in this program, in Greg Gard and his staff, and the ability for Gard and the coaches to understand that they found somebody who could really match what they want. So you and I have seen practices, but we don't necessarily fully know everything that goes on behind the scenes in terms of the amount of hours you have to spend honing your craft. So it's really a credit to Tyler, because you have to love the place that you're at to want to put that much work in for 5 years.
That was something that, and it's a little bit of a different subject matter, but even Chuckie Hepburn, after the Illinois game, he talked about the brotherhood of being a Wisconsin Badger. Obviously, Saturday, we found out, you know, everybody realized or was reminded that there are things much more important than the final score or the standings. But I think you were there for the game. Just to hear what Chuckie had to say after the Illinois game, with the return of Howard Moore coming back to the Kohl Center, Chuckie just seems like somebody who understands it. You know, he's a junior. He's been here. The coaches have known him for a long time. I thought what he and Tyler said in the media session after the game was pretty powerful stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah, it definitely provides a little more perspective, and it's easy to get caught up in what's happening on the court right now. And we know that the Badgers are in the midst of a pretty lengthy skid, 2-7 over the last 9 games. But obviously there is a lot more to life than just basketball. And Chuckie talked about how important this fan base, how important this university, this program is to him, that it goes beyond that sport. It's part of the reason why he said he has a Badgers tattoo on him, something permanent with him that he can carry with him forever. So, that's part of the reason why you make a commitment to a program like this, is that you can be something, be a part of something that will last beyond your 3, 4, or even 5 years at the university.
And as we transition back to basketball matters, and this skid that they've been in, where they've lost 7 of 9, 6 of the 7 losses were either or games. The exception was Rutgers, where they got thumped. The constant, we've talked about this, and we might be, you know, I guess it's at the risk of being really competitive. We know the defensive deficiencies. We also know that scoring is up in the Big Ten and throughout college basketball. But to me, it still comes down to shooting too, right? I mean, the 3-point percentage in these last 9 games is less than 30%. You know, if you find a way to knock down a couple more shots there, wouldn't that go a long way in covering up some of the issues at the other end of the floor?
Well, it certainly would. And obviously when Wisconsin was winning a bunch of games earlier in the season, even if the defense wasn't as good as maybe what we've seen consistently from past Badgers teams, it was covered up by the fact that they were consistently scoring. And that has waned a bit. Now, they did end up with 83 points against Illinois. I think that was a really challenging matchup for Wisconsin. Specifically, Marcus Damask basically did whatever he wanted when he got into the lane. Greg Gard compared him to Tyler Wall in the number of ways that he could score. But 3-point shooting is something that you see at this time of year. It makes a big difference when you see a mid-major team spring an upset. One of the reasons they're able to do it is because they've got consistently good shooters. And so one 10-minute stretch where you're off can cause the end of your season.
All right, we will talk again before Sunday's regular season finale against Purdue, the outright Big Ten champion, Purdue Boilermakers. He is Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Stay with us. Coming up next, our Badger Spotlight, as our pregame coverage continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Are you ready for this?
March into Clary Building Corp for the biggest savings of the season. It's our Customer Appreciation Days sale, March 14th through the 16th. At Clary, it's all about you. You deserve the best materials, the best warranties, and most importantly, you deserve the Clary team to deliver it all. So no matter what your building needs are, get the best prices of the season during Customer Appreciation Days, March 14th through the 16th. Visit clarybuilding.com for more.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
We continue with our pregame coverage. Time for today's Badger Spotlight. It's senior night, so we speak with Tyler Wall. He's also a birthday boy. Happy birthday to Tyler here tonight. So it all sets up to be a very special evening for the young man out of Lakeville, Minnesota, who has been asked to do a little bit of everything in his time as a Wisconsin Badger, especially on the defensive end where he can guard the 1-5. He's averaging about 12 points per game again this season. And this is game number 156 for Tyler in a Wisconsin uniform. One of the questions I like to ask those making their final lap around the circuits as a college athlete is, can you allow yourself a couple of minutes to take it all in? With Tyler, it's definitely yes.
100%. I mean, I've looked at this year as a gift where I get an extra year from the COVID, everything going on with that. And yeah, it's waking up, it's being grateful to be around the guys, being grateful to being around my coaching staff and just soaking it all in. We do the same drills, we do the same stuff all the time. So if you're not soaking it in, you're doing it wrong.
There's that old line, like, the days can be long, but the years go fast. Your first year here to now, does it feel like it's kind of flown by now?
Yeah, 100%. I looked at it last year and I was like, oh, we'll have one more year. Like it'll be all right. We'll figure it out. And now we're here in March. I'm about to be 23, and it's crazy.
There's, as I mentioned, hopefully a lot of games ahead of you here. But I mean, already your resume here is really, really good. Two Big Ten championships. You know, the multiple NCAA tournament trips. Has it been everything that you hoped it would be up until now? Maybe the best is yet to come, but so far? Has it been what you had hoped?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully the best is yet to come, like you said. But all the ups, all the downs, I wouldn't want it any other way, because we were able to win a couple Big Ten championships, really enjoy that. We had great teams, great people on those teams. And even when things weren't going good, whether it was we weren't winning games or my injury last year, those were learning lessons where I was able to pick something out from it and get better as a basketball player, as a person, and everything in between.
You always talk about in a college basketball season, there's a roller coaster, and certainly in a career there is. I mean, your freshman year, things didn't look great for a time, right? And then, look out, you know, you guys got red hot and ended up winning the Big Ten championship. All those experiences, the pluses, the minuses, has that helped you this season as you guys go through the ride of a year, thinking, okay, you know, if you're struggling, you can get through that, and things can turn around in a good way very quickly?
I mean, yeah, from all the things that I've learned in the past seasons, I feel like I've been able to pass it down to these guys, the young freshmen, sophomores who haven't really been through the ringer yet, where you can't really control what's going to happen, the amount of games you're going to win or lose, but you can control your effort, you can control your mindset and your attitude, and so just being able to pass that down has been huge for me.
I was talking with Coach Gard about you. I think what they knew about you and probably what you already knew, the rest of the country found out a couple of years ago in the it was the Maui tournament in Las Vegas, you know, the intense games that you had. Mm-hmm. I think it was Jay Billis talking about, boy, it's Tyler Wall, he can defend everybody. Did you feel like that was a time where, like, oh wow, I think people kind of know the name now and move up in the scouting reports? Was that a pretty good benchmark moment or three-game span for you where you realize that everybody else kind of knew what Tyler Wall was about too?
I mean, yeah, I always had the belief in myself, but there's been plenty of moments where I'm like, oh, I'm here now. Whether that, I remember there was some time during my sophomore year where I wasn't playing too much, and I talked to Coach Gard, had a meeting with him, and the next game I knocked down a couple overtime threes, and so that could be one. The Maui tournament, shoot, there's a whole bunch of stuff where it was just like I had the belief in me, and I continued to show up and work hard, and it finally all paid off.
That was the Indiana game, right? Those back-to-back threes.
Yeah.
Right? In front of the cardboard cutout. So you've been through all of that, too, as we all have. But as a college student, I mean, in the weirdest way, did all of that make you stronger, too? I mean, then instead of cardboard cutouts, you're playing in sell-out arenas, you know, mm-hmm. at home and across the country. Like, you know, I've been through some stuff here. I'm ready to handle what's ahead of me now.
Exactly. I mean, I feel like everything that you could possibly get thrown during a college career, it's been thrown my way. Whether that's coaching coming in and out, whether that's players leaving in the middle of season, there's everything that I've been through has prepared me for where I'm at today and what's coming in the future.
What's the best part of being a basketball player at the University of Wisconsin?
I think it's just everyone here supports you. You can read all the positive and negative things on social media, but your teammates that you show up at practice with every day, they're all going to love you. They're all going to want what's best for you and for the team. The coaches are going to support you and the entire community. We got 17,000 people in this Kohl Center every single night that we have a game, and that you feel nothing but support from them. And so whether that's walking around on campus, it's the love and everything that comes along with it.
I know you and Chucky addressed the media after the recent game against Illinois, and I think it was Chucky's line, I think you along the same way, it's a brotherhood here. It's about, yes, there's a scoreboard, yes, there are standings, but it's a lot more than that, right?
Yeah, I mean, 100%. We got our goals where we want to win games, we want to win championships, but I think that's what really makes this place special is that you got 18 guys that really care about each other and care about this program, and they want to do anything to see each other succeed and see this place be even better than what it is right now.
Well, there are a couple of really talented players coming into the program next year with Jack Robinson and Daniel Freitag. What's the best piece of advice you would give those guys as they come into the Wisconsin basketball family?
I mean, it's cliche, but it's soak it all in. The time's going to fly. You can't sit back and fret on what's wrong. You just got to show up, work hard, and do the work, and everything will pay off.
That's Badger senior Tyler Wall, and that's tonight's Badger Spotlight. Stay with us. The Notebook is coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine. Serpentine.
Serpentine.
Quick Penguin. Serpentine.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Our pregame coverage continues. Wisconsin and Rutgers tonight at the Kohl Center. Final home game of the season for the Wisconsin Badgers. Time now for our Badger Notebook as we welcome Patrick Herb. Courtside. Well, I think everybody's had a few days to process the return of Howard Moore, the emotions that went with that on Saturday prior to the Illinois game. It was, I think many people would tell you, as many glory moments as we have seen in games, I think what we saw before the tip-off tops everything.
Yeah, that's a really good question. Like, when you think of top 10 moments in Kohl Center history, you know, there's certainly highlights in basketball and hockey, but yeah, that might be up there in terms of moments. It was triumphant. It was incredibly emotional. It was probably sobering for a lot of people to see Howard, but it was unforgettable. I think that's maybe the word. And just kind of putting a bow on it, it was more than just that moment, and it was more than just that game. There was a reception the night before at the Edgewater Hotel that his teammates were, Howard was not there, but his family was, and his teammates were, and some of the people who have been helping behind the scenes support him. And then there was also a post-game reception, too, that some of that same group was able to connect and be there. And that moment was about Howard, certainly, but it was about a lot more than that. It was about his family, and it was about that brotherhood of his teammates and all the people that have been doing things to try to help and just want the best for him, including Rashard Griffith, who's put his life on hold for him. But I think his son Jarrell was remarkable, his poise at halftime. Chris McIntosh was really poignant about what he said. And then I thought watching and hearing the response from the current team, how they reacted, was really interesting too. And only Tyler Wall was the only one who really was impacted by Howard and overlapped a little bit. But the soundbite from Chucky Hepburn postgame that kind of got a lot of traction on social media, deservedly so, is worth repeating. And I think it kind of puts perspective on it that unprovoked, Chucky interrupted and said, "Hey, can I just add something?" He said, "Seeing all that support, seeing that moment pregame made me proud to be a Badger, proud to wear this jersey." He said, "It's why I have a Badger tattooed on my arm, that this is more than sport. It's more than a brotherhood. It's more than fans. There's something to playing here. It makes me proud."
Yeah, we're joined now by Brian Butch. Go ahead, Butch.
So I was actually in Chicago at Northwestern, and Chris Lowry got the first Howard Moore Assistant Coach of the Year award. And I asked him about it, and he goes, "When I got fired, one of the first calls I got was from Howard, and it was saying, 'You're better. Don't let that be who you are. You know who you are, you know what you are, and you know how good of a coach you are.'" And that moment, as big as it was here at the Kohl Center, was big throughout the whole Big Ten.
And beyond.
And all these
and
coaches.
Beyond.
And beyond,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Nationally,
but for sure. For sure. But it hit because that's Howard. Mm-hmm. Like, he touched people. He found ways to connect. He mm-hmm. And it was amazing because I watched it while Northwestern was shooting around. I'm crying. And you could see just the emotion. Then Northwestern, their coaches go watch it afterwards. And you could see the emotion there. And I know in the building what it meant, but just I wanted to drop that perspective in because I wasn't in the building, and it still had such a huge impact on many people.
Yeah, you and I were texting over the weekend, too, and it really, you know, when you see the social media post from national writers saying, best thing I have seen today. And this is, you know, crunch time of the season. You've got championship chases, and all of that matters. But not like what mattered, what took place here before the tip. It was really, it was enlightening getting those responses or the correspondence from you, Butchie, via text. Let's go into tonight. It's senior night. It's a different kind of emotion, but definitely emotional with Tyler Wall. He's going to have a good rooting section here, as he generally does anyway, but maybe more so. Final home game, and what a career. Hopefully the best is yet to come, but what a career he's had.
A two-time Big Ten champion, two-time Senior Day recipient. He'll get a framed jersey for the second straight
year. It's the Mark Tauscher process.
He'll get a red and a white. Good for him, but he's deserving, and he's meant a lot to this program. His name is all over the record books, and I'll share a little story that has been told, but it's a fun anecdote to relive here on Senior Day. When he was 11 years old, his mother, Kay, asked him to write down his goals on a computer, type them out, and actually put them down. This is heady stuff. I have an 11-year-old son. He'd be like, win Fortnite tonight. But his goals that he wrote down, he said it started with getting good grades. That's the first thing he wrote.
Smart.
Yep. Then he said, I want to play basketball. Then he said, I want to make a select team. I want to play high school sports. I want to get a scholarship. I want to play basketball again. He said, I want to go to Wisconsin. This is when he's 11 years old. He wrote this down. I want to go to Wisconsin. Then he wrote, I want to get good grades. He wrote that again. And then he wrote, make March Madness. And then he wrote, play in the NBA. So far, he's checked off every one of those things except the NBA, and maybe that'll be out there for him someday. But kind of neat that a kid at 11 years old knew what he wanted and has worked hard enough to be able to do that. And when I say his name's all over the record books, here's what I mean. 22nd in scoring, 8th in rebounding, 7th in offensive rebounds, one of just 6 players all time to have 1,300 points and 7 rebounds, joining Orlando Tucker, Ethan Happ, Nigel Hayes, Claude Gregory, and Mike Wilkinson. Pretty good company. I know he had the 5th year. I know. But he still did it.
Model of consistency. And veteran move as a young guy to mention not once but twice get good grades. So when we do this again, we're going to talk about the increase in offense in college basketball and how that might adjust some defensive goals. How's that for a tease for the next notebook? We'll get into that next time. He's Patrick Hearn. That is today's Badger Notebook. More of our pregame coverage is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Known for their durability and performance, ANCO wiper blades are the reliable choice for your vehicle's windshield. ANCO effectively clears the rain, snow, and debris with ease. You want dependable visibility? Then choose the trusted choice, ANCO, for smooth, streak-free wiping action. Easy to install and compatible with almost all models. That's ANCO brand wiper blades. Now on sale at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. And thank you for shopping locally.
Hey friends, Matt's Matt here for Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza. Does it seem like you're camping in the forest of complaints when it comes to your kids and dinner time? Phrases like,
what even is that?
And,
we're having that again?
Or,
seriously?
Are getting tossed around like a frisbee at the beach. I know you want to break free from the barrage of bemoaning, so toss in a Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza for dinner tonight. That thin crust, delicious sauce, and mountain of mozzarella will have the kids singing your praises at dinner time. Snag a Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza today from the freezer section in your local grocery store.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
The Kohl Center final regular season home game for the Wisconsin Badgers. They're 13-3 on the home floor, looking to make their last performance a winning one. They are 10-8 in conference play, 18-11 overall. The Rutgers Scarlet Knights, they were hot when the Badgers faced them last month, but they have cooled off. They've dropped 4 of 5. Steve Peichel's team 7-11 in conference play, 15-14 overall. We're a half an hour away from the opening tip. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Back in a couple of minutes. This is
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel.
Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger,
joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest Zone, Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on locally grown radio.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do trees and the joy of painting artist Bob Ross have in common? Ross loved both painting and the environment. He used simple brush strokes to bring happy little trees to life on canvas. Well, now the Wisconsin DNR is using this as inspiration for a virtual Run for the Trees race called the Bob Ross Happy Little 5K. The race supports a healthy lifestyle along with a healthy forest, and a part of your registration fee will go towards a large tree planting effort all across Wisconsin. Now, the best part, pick where and how you start and finish, and complete your 5K anytime between Earth Day on April 22nd and Arbor Day, April 26th. Find all the details and sign up at dnr.wisconsin.gov/events, and then simply search for Run for the Trees. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger shoot-around.
Back at the Kohl Center, joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard, the senior night and all that goes with it for Tyler Wall. One of the many fun things about this job, you guys have the big photos of the guys up at the practice gym. And you think of what Tyler Wall looked like as a freshman to what he has become as a man now. And he definitely is a man now, isn't he?
Yeah, it's, 5 years has gone by. He's come through such a unique time, you know, with COVID and everything that, you know, that freshman year got cut short when we finished up at Indiana and that year got shut down. And then everything from all, I was thinking about that driving in today, all the testing and stuff we has to do to get into the building every day. And that nightmare that we went through. But it's just, for him to be part of championship teams and playing the NCAA tournament and, He'll come out with 2 degrees. I mean, it's just really, he epitomizes what coming through this program are about. And I'm really proud of just how he's grown off the court. You know, just really has matured and become an awesome leader of our team. And, you know, it's a bittersweet day today.
Yeah, it really is. Talking to him about his journey, and he's a firm believer that all the ups and downs and dealing with the COVID season has made him stronger now. He also mentioned one of the big games he had. He was, you know, wouldn't get a ton of playing time. You guys have a chat. Then he comes out and hits 2 big threes in overtime in front of a lot of cardboard cutouts.
Yes.
But it was just, I mean, it's an example of his versatility and his ability to stick with it.
Yeah, Indiana here.
It was.
You know, we kind of came, we were left for dead, and he banged home a couple threes to really give us get away from them in overtime. So, yeah, they're just, he's had, you know, everybody goes through those moments. I think, obviously, him, you know, he'll have stories to tell just because COVID, you know, put extra fuel on all that fire and made the stressful times even more stressful. But it's good to, I wondered when they started handing out COVID years if this was going to work well. And, mm-hmm. and you know what, it's for the right reasons. So they get a true experience and get, you know, with fans in the building. That cardboard cutout year was not fun. And to be able to have fans in the building for his senior night is special today.
Shout out to Tyler. Shout out to the senior managers who will be recognized here tonight as well. We'll take a break. We'll talk more about tonight's game, the Badgers and Rutgers. Our pregame chat presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Are you ready for this?
March into Clary Building Corp for the biggest savings of the season. It's our Customer Appreciation Days sale, March 14th through the 16th. At Clary, it's all about you. You deserve the best materials, the best warranties, and most importantly, you deserve the Clary team to deliver it all. So no matter what your building needs are, get the best prices of the season during Customer Appreciation Days, March 14th through the 16th. Visit clarybuilding.com for more.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching.
Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your odds are better here.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
We continue with head coach Greg Gard. Well, it's been uplifting, most notably for Kamari, but for everybody else, just to see him get a little bit of work now on the practice floor. Right? It's been a minute since we've seen him on the floor.
It has. And I think, you know, he's He's been very eager. He's been pushing the training staff to say, "Hey, I want back, I want back." And he's done a good job of following the plan. And, you know, it'll be in a limited role. He's not completely full blast, you know. So it'll be some pitch count things, and just like there was in practice leading up to tonight. But it's good to have him back because he, you know, he brings some juice to us. Regardless of how many minutes he plays, it's really the energy and the toughness he adds to us on the defensive end. He's added a big spark for us in several games. So just having him back, I know the rest of his teammates are really excited to have him back in uniform tonight.
Yeah, and speaking of toughness, that's been what Rutgers is about. And in a season where scoring is up considerably in the Big Ten Conference this year from last, it's a Rutgers team that's still, it's going to grind it, and it's going to be hard to score against.
It is, yeah. They definitely, you know, if you study the defensive analytics in the league, it's, you know, it's Rutgers, it's Maryland are two at the top, along with Penn State, and albeit a little different, but Rutgers and Maryland are very similar in terms of defensive identity, personnel. Obviously, a rim protector, Cliff Almarue, has had a really good career for Rutgers. So, yeah, it will be, you know, we caught them right when they were rolling out there and they had just gotten Williams eligible. So we're going to be better tonight. And I think our guys are ready to show that we are better.
I feel like I say this every year, but it's hard to believe it's the last home game. It's gone fast, which is, when you can say that, that means you like your team.
Yeah, this team has been great. I know we've had some bumps here, but so has everybody else. We've just had them here in the last, you know, 4 weeks. So I like how we practice. I've liked how we responded. I'm excited to see us perform tonight, and looking forward to not only tonight but what's coming down the road. But, yeah, it has flown by. Maybe the weather has something to do with that, Matt. It's it's pretty nice out, and it's unlike early March.
Yeah, I hope people can get off the golf course in time to catch tonight's game. That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. We'll check out the rest of the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 13th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 12th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Alliant Energy, Kinexus Cares, Ho-Chunk Gaming, Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit us at uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390. We hope to see you at Power of the Purse.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Pre-game coverage continues. Time now for the Big Ten Report, brought to you by the Big Ten Network. Senior Day, Tyler Wall in the midst of being recognized right now. Brian Butch joins me. Brian went through this just once.
That's all we had. It was a pretty good senior night. It's one that I'll always remember for the rest of my life because we got cut down a net that
season. You did. You had a nice shiny trophy and all that.
That makes it a little bit better. Absolutely.
I've always wondered about the emotions of it. I mean, obviously it worked out really well for you and your team that night, but you know, it is an emotional moment. You got your family with you, and who knows what goes through your mind. What was going through your mind pregame?
Well, it's different. I think that's the biggest thing. We're creatures of habit. Athletes are. We want it to be the same way every single time, and then you throw this night into it, and there's a lot of emotion because you know it's done. You know, it's the last time you're going to put this jersey on in this building in front of these people. That's the thing that you try to wrap your head around. And I know Bo did a good job of preparing us for that. We'd have interviews a couple days before, so you had a couple of days to get yourself right to be able to handle it. And then you got to go play a basketball game.
Yeah.
And most importantly, you got to win a basketball game. That was the biggest thing, the biggest pressure that I felt that senior night was, we can't lose this. Like, we cannot. And we had a Big Ten championship on the line, and Robbie Hummel sitting there right across. And I'll remind him again that,
oh, yeah,
you know, we won your that, and he
hard.
Doesn't have anything, so of course, but that's the pressures. You want this to be the last one, but you also want it to be the one that where you can leave here on a good note.
And while there might not be a Big Ten championship at stake here tonight, there's still a double bye to go chase. There's a lot of reasons why you want to win this game, but just looking at the tangibles, Northwestern will play Minnesota.
Minnesota Saturday night. Wisconsin sitting right now at 10-8, Northwestern 11-8. Badgers had the tiebreaker with the Wildcats, right? So this game has more than just a little bit of significance to it.
This game is huge. I'm going to be on the call for that Northwestern-Minnesota game, and I'm looking at both of it, and I probably shouldn't say it, but Minnesota very much like has a great opportunity to get a banged-up Northwestern team. So if you're Wisconsin, you look at this, you have to take care of yours. And right now in front of you, you've got the opportunity to possibly give yourself that chance, and that's why this one is so important. You go and get yourself a double bye, it sets yourself up perfect.
It really does. And the heavy day in the Big Ten will be on Sunday, the final day of the regular season. Six games in store, including Purdue and Wisconsin at 11:30 tip-off Central Time in West Lafayette. That's our quick look around the Big Ten, brought to you by the Big Ten Network. When we continue, Butchie has his keys to tonight's game between the Badgers and the Scarlet Knights. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our retirement ready roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
The puck drops for Wisconsin men's hockey postseason this weekend, and it'll be a series you won't want to miss. Secure your tickets today and get loud. We need you to help bring the energy to the Kohl Center this weekend. For more information and to purchase your postseason Badger men's hockey tickets today, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
It's Ford Truck Month.
Are you ready?
And we're celebrating 47 years as the best-selling trucks in America with special once-a-year offers on Ford F-Series.
Are you ready?
Featuring the new 2024 Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Celebrate with us, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Based on 1977 to 2023 industry-reported total sales.
Hey Badger fans, ready to make a career move that's sure to score big? Join our winning team at UW-Madison. From accountants and chefs to painters and veterinarians, we've got a diverse roster for all skills. As one of the largest employers in Wisconsin, we offer competitive salaries, state group health care, and opportunities to level up your talents. That's what you can expect when you work with Bucky at UW-Madison. Join our dedication to innovation and the Wisconsin idea. Apply today at jobs.wisc.edu/Bucky and score big with UW-Madison. Pre-game coverage continues at the Kohl Center, the Wisconsin Badgers and the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Time now for Butchie's keys to the game.
When you look at it so far, Rutgers early on, they're going to try to get easy baskets, stop transition. The one win that they have over the last five games, they out fast break point Michigan 18-3 in that game. So don't let Rutgers get going. Next, pace for Wisconsin offensively. Get that ball moving back and forth in the half court. pace is different than speed. We'll talk about it in this game. But you got to get Rutgers' defense to shift. They're really good defensively, fourth as far as adjusted defensive in the nation. You got to get them side to side. That ball's got to pop. And then last, you've got to get off to a good start. Last time they played Rutgers, the first 3 minutes and 6 seconds, they were down 9-0. It started with a Cliff Amore alley-oop dunk. You can't allow that. You've got to set the tone early on. Those are the three main things.
Yeah, a lot of turnovers early in that game. Just 11. Defensively did not handle the pressure well and never really made that game interesting. Maybe a possession or two away from that. Door opened a little bit in the second half, but never really all that close to breaking through. Those are your keys for tonight's game for the Badgers and the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The deep three.
Deep three right in the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and won.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, drawing kick, right corner three. Got it again!
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Time for the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health and Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. First for Rutgers, Mawat Mag remains out. He's been dealing with a calf injury here for the last few ball games and tried to come back briefly in a game, but he's been sitting out since. And the 6'7 senior, who averages 9 a game, is unavailable tonight. Oscar Palmquist, Austin Williams, and Emmanuel Eboli all listed as questionable. For Wisconsin, Isaac Gar remains out, but Kamari McGee officially listed as questionable, but Greg Gard mentioning in his pregame interview that we can expect to see him out. Maybe not a ton, but he could get a little bit of run here tonight as Kamari hopefully returning here after missing the last 11 games. By the way, the Badgers were 4-7 in that stretch. That is your UW Health Injury Update. Now to the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. First for Rutgers, Steve Peichel in his eighth year, a record of 132-119. He's got Andre Hyatt, 6'6 senior from the Bronx, at 10.5 points, 4.7 rebounds per game. Big Cliff Amore, 6'11 senior from Nigeria, about 11 points, 8.5 rebounds. He averages 3 block shots per game, 87 rejections this season, first in the Big Ten, second nationally. Jamichael Davis is a 6'2 freshman out of Chattanooga, Tennessee, at 5.5 points, 3 rebounds. Derek Simpson, a 6'3 sophomore from Mount Laurel, New Jersey, nearly 9 points a game, 3.3 rebounds and 3 assists. And Jeremiah Williams appearing in his 10th game now for Rutgers, 6'4 junior at 13 points, 4 rebounds and 3 assists per contest. For Greg Gard's Wisconsin Badgers, same lineup tonight as he had from day one. He's got Tyler Wall averaging 12 points, about 6 rebounds a game. Stephen Crow, 11 points, 7.5 rebounds and 2 assists per contest. A.J. Storr, 16 points, 3.7 boards. Max Klesman at 10 points a game, and Chucky Hepburn at 9 a game, 3.5 rebounds, nearly 4 assists per game. We mentioned the 8.8 that Chucky is scoring per game, but over the last 4, much closer to 15 points, or as Butchie would say, 14.7. There you go, because we like to be precise. Those are your starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruits. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey friends, Mats and Matt here for Brewpub Lots and Mats Pizza. Does it seem like you're camping in the forest of complaints when it comes to your kids and dinner time? Phrases like,
what even is that?
And,
we're having that again?
Or,
seriously?
Are getting tossed around like a frisbee at the beach. I know you want to break free from the barrage of bemoaning, so toss in a Brewpub Lots and Mats Pizza for dinner tonight. That thin crust, delicious sauce, and mountain of mozzarella will have the kids singing your praises at dinner time. Snag a Brewpub Lots and Mats Pizza today from the freezer section in your local grocery store.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine, constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
what are you doing? Book him!
He can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off on Wisconsin.
Plesman off the right wing, and the lane goes up left hand. Good off the glass. Stamps off a three, right side. Book it. Chucky Hepburn for three. Crowd to the rim. Slam dunk.
Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Menards, save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Center in Madison alongside Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Mike Henderson back in our network studio. This is Matt LePay. And for the final time this season, we say welcome to the Kohl Center and welcome to Wisconsin basketball. The last home game of the season for Greg Gard's Badgers. Still trying to get right. It has been rugged, to say the least. Wisconsin has dropped 7 of its last 9. Rutgers has lost 4 of its last 5. The Badgers still overall, though, in a pretty good spot in terms of the NCAA tournament. They just want to get right for a variety of reasons. 18-11 overall, 10-8 in the Big Ten. Rutgers 15-14 and 7-11 in conference play. Before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, Butch, I said a moment ago, the Badgers are in a pretty good spot in the biggest picture getting in the NCAA tournament. Fans can maybe not be so angst-ridden about that, but they still want to be playing better basketball, finish games, get as high a seed as you can, and just feel better about yourself because they're very close now, just trying to get over the top.
But here's the beautiful thing about basketball is you can turn it quickly. You can start playing bad, and all it takes is one or two games in the momentum and the mojo. Like, you see the players all the time. We saw it with Max throughout a stretch there, last five, and he's crazy. But that's how basketball works, and it can do the same thing with the team. And to me, that's what this team needs. Now, they have a great opportunity with this Rutgers team. Offensively, I'm just going to be very blunt. They are horrible. Like, they are not good on the offensive end. Now, you get lucky. That doesn't mean they can't be good tonight, though. Yeah. We saw that, right? Fernandez and everybody that they do and how they go about it. Like, they have the ability. They just haven't been good for the majority of the year. Lock in on this, but get right on your side of the ball. Offensively, play with a little bit. I love the matchup here because offensively, Rutgers is a great. However, on the defensive end, they are great. So it forces you really to get back to being simple. Move the ball, share the ball, have body movement, those sorts of things. And now all of a sudden, you kind of can turn the page and build.